So back in 2007, President Albrecht committed us to go carbon neutral by 2050. We've done a lot of things to try to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, but we've also been expanding at the same time. And so basically, our carbon emissions have remained at about 100,000 tons per year across the board since 2007.
This is Patrick Belmond, a professor in the Department of Watershed Sciences at Utah State University. In October of 2018, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, also known as the IPCC, released an updated report on climate change, including future risks. Joshua Johnson is the Diversity Vice President for Utah State University's Student Association.
Soon after the IPCC released the report in late October that we have 10, 12 years before we're completely out of the chance to fix our global warming crisis. So that report came out, and there were a lot of students that were in panic about it.
Influenced by this IPCC report, faculty and students at Utah State University decided that carbon neutral by 2050 is not soon enough. Faculty formed the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Steering Committee, and students formed another group called the Student Sustainability Task Force. Together, these committees are leading the drive to make Utah State University more sustainable and achieve a new goal of being carbon neutral by 2032. There will be small and big changes as Utah State implements diverse solutions towards carbon neutrality, from installing LED lights to reducing air travel.
I think the goal is to reduce as much as possible as quickly as possible. One of the other things that I discovered essential is that we reduce overall air travel. Air travel is a huge part of the problem. Round trip flight from Salt Lake City to Washington, D.C. and back creates about 1,000 pounds of CO2 emissions per person on the flight.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.